Good morning, and welcome to another in our set of mini Shiurim on Yehoshua, a new week of mini Shiurim on Yehoshua. We are in chapter 4 up to Pasuk Ches, sentence 8. We are learning for the merit of the IDF, as well as Israel's emergency services, as well as the hostages and the injured. We are, again, in the middle of chapter 4, and just to recap a little bit, earlier in this parak, we saw Yehoshua tell the Jews to take stones from the Yarden. Remember that in Devarim chapter 27, we learned that they were going to have two sets of stones. One set of stones that they were going to use to build a Mizbeach, an altar for Hashem, and the other for writing down the Torah. When Yehoshua tells them to take stones from the Yarden, Rashi said that refers to the stones that are going to be used for the Mizbeach, for the altar that we learned about already in the Chumash. Rabag said that those are for a separate monument. So now watch what happens in Pasuk Ches, sentence 8. Vayasuchem b'nei Yisrael kasher tziva Yehoshua. The Jews did as Yehoshua told them to do. And they took 12 stones from the Yarden, kasher diber Hashem al Yehoshua, as Hashem had told Yehoshua. Lemispar shivtei b'nei Yisrael, that there are 12 stones per 12 tribes. Ve'avirum imam el hamalon ve'anichum sham, and they brought them with them to the malon, to the place they were staying that night, and they left them there. We stress that the Jews did what Yehoshua said, and that Yehoshua did what Hashem said. The simple explanation for why is because we're highlighting that Yehoshua is doing what he was told to do in the first chapter, which is to say, implementing what Hashem tells him to do. And the Jews are following Yehoshua because he's doing what he was supposed to do. The Malbim adds that we've noted slight differences between Yehoshua's command and the wording of Hashem's command, like the issue of Yehoshua saying that each of the 12 representatives takes a stone, as opposed to the way it could have been read from Hashem's command, which is that they just carry the stones collectively on a litter or something. So what we're saying here is what Yehoshua did was consistent with what Hashem wanted, and the people followed. So far, so good. You've taken your first set of stones, the ones that are going to the Malon, to the place where you're going to camp that night. That's going to be the Mizbeach, like we've talked about. Good. But then Pasuk Tes, sentence 9. Yehoshua set up another 12 stones in the Jordan, at the place where the Kohanim had stood, the Kohanim who carried the Aron. Remember, we keep emphasizing the Kohanim carrying the Aron as the agent of splitting the water. So Yehoshua is supposed to set, not supposed to, Yehoshua does set up 12 stones at the site where the Kohanim stood. And they were there, and they are there, until this very day. It really sounds like in this section that the Kohanim are standing on the west side of the Yarden. In other words, the Kohanim actually went through and stood on the west side, as opposed to the previous chapter where it sounded a little bit like the Kohanim were standing on the east side of the Yarden. So it sounds like here, the Jews are already on the west side of it, and Yehoshua is now putting 12 stones at the spot where the Kohanim stood. It's not dispositive. It could be the eastern side of the Yarden. In any case, though, bigger issue. Where did Yehoshua get this idea to put stones at the Yarden? So Radak says, gotta be God. He says, Afa pishalo ra'inu shetzivo akela leilo ha'avanim. Even though we have not seen God give such an instruction, for Yehoshua to set up these stones, achar she'asa, now that he did it, yadanu ki b'mitzvas hakel yisbarach asa. We know it had to have been because Hashem told him to do so. That is Radak, and that's consistent with what Ralbag said, that the command Hashem gave Yehoshua back in sentence 2 was for this set of stones. However, Abarbanel says no. Abarbanel says Yehoshua was the one who realized that he's supposed to do this. He says, "Vidati bazeh." You know what I think? Yehoshua may atzmo belid sivui akel yisbarach asazeh. I think Yehoshua did it himself without Hashem telling him to do so. V'usha akel yisbarach tzivash sheyasu zecher laoso haneis b'mesh sheyichlu mitoch hayarden v'metzav raglei hakohanim. Hashem told them, "I want you to make a memorial by taking the 12 stones that are going to go be the stones for the mizbeach." Right, Hashem said, I want you to take stones from that spot. Rashi said, those are the Mizbeach stones. So once Yehoshua says, oh, Hashem likes memorials, he said, you know what? be a good idea to have a memorial here too. Umilavada osazesh nasa bayabasha, aside from this sign that's done on land, Ra Yoshua lasas pisocherdein osacher Yoshua said, I think we need another one. We need a sign also in the water. That's what Hashem would want me to do. So either Yoshua is following Hashem's command. In the beginning of our chapter, Hashem said, take 12 stones. That's these. That's Radak Ralbag. Or, consistent with Rashi earlier, Abarbanel says, these are actually a different set of stones that Yoshua is doing on his own. Either way, the conclusion of the pasuk said that they are there ad hayom hazeh, vayiyu sham ad hayom hazeh, and they were there until this very day. What does until this very day mean to you? So Mitzudas David, Rabbi David Altshuler, says ad hayom hazeh means exactly what it sounds like. Till today, whenever you read it, ki kol hakorei hapasuk hazeh bizmano omer ad hayom hazeh. Anybody reading the sentence like us right now, say until this very day. It must mean until now. V'hu klal gadol b'divrei hanaviim. And Mitzudas David says, you should know, that's a principle in the Navi in general. Whenever you see Ad Hayom Hazeh, that means until now. There's a Gemara in Yuma that is a little bit less clear. Yuma Nundalad Amad Aleph. The Gemara asks there, V'chol hecha dechsiv Ad Hayom Hazeh la'olam hu? Does Ad Hayom Hazeh, until this day, does that always mean forever? Vaksiv, and they refer you to a line in the end of the first parak of Sefer Shoftim, which describes the Yevusi, who are living in Yerushalayim, as not having been conquered by Binyamin. Binyamin did not, it's describing what was done and what wasn't done under Yahushua in the original entry into the land. And it says that the people of Binyamin did not eliminate the Yevusi from Yerushalayim, and therefore it says that the Yevusi lived es b'nei Binyamin b'Yerushalayim with Binyamin in Yerushalayim ad hayom hazeh. So the Gemara says, hachinami delo galu. You're telling me that also means they were never exiled? The Yevusi continued to live in Yerushalayim? We know that's not true. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Yehuda says, they quote Rabbi Yehuda as saying that there's a 52-year period when nobody is in Yehuda at all after the destruction. So at some point between the time of Yahushua and now, the Yevusi stopped living in Yerushalayim. So the answer the Gemara gives is, well, it depends if it says Sham. There it just says they were B'Yerushalayim ad hayom hazeh. It doesn't say Sham ad hayom hazeh. They were there until this very day. So maybe it only means forever if it says Sham ad hayom hazeh, to which, by the way, our pasuk does. But then the Gemara asks, really? You have a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim Aleph, which says that from Shevet Shimon, from the tribe of Shimon, 500 men went to Har Seir, Vayeshvu Sham Ad Hayom Hazeh, and they dwell there until this very day. There are 500 people from Shimon who go off to live in Seir. I don't understand. We understand that Sennacherib, the Assyrian king, conquered the area, and he scrambled everybody. He scrambled all the populations. Bilbo kol ha'aratzos. So the Gemara's answer is, yep, Tiyufta, you're right. I guess we can't say that Shum solves anything. So the Gemara does not have a clear conclusion as to whether these stones are still in the Yardane. However, there is a Tosefta in Mesecha Sota, the 8th chapter in Mesecha Sota, which has Tanoim measure these stones. It's talking about the question of the meraglim and the fruit the meraglim carried, and how big was that fruit, and how much can a person carry. And it mentions, well, these stones were carried one by one by the individuals Yoshua had identified, and they measure these stones, and they find out how big they are. So apparently, in the time of the Mishnah, they believe that they have access to the stones that were set up in the Yardane. Bottom line out of all of this is, in addition to the marker the Jews are going to have at their camp that night, there will be a marker in the Yardane, and Yoshua, according to Abarbanel, improvised this. It's interesting. Sometimes Yoshua mind reads Hashem and gets it right. Here the implication of the text is that it was right what he did. Other times he's less successful. We're going to talk about the decision not to take any spoils from Yericho and whether that was Yoshua's own call, which commentators are going to suggest, and it doesn't work out well. But it's worth noting that in general, Hashem charges us with mind reading. We have this with many issues where Hashem says, I am leaving it to you to figure out how to apply the things that I am commanding you to do. It's what Rav Asher Weiss calls Ratzon HaTorah, the desire of the Torah. Sometimes it's left to Chazal, sometimes it's left to people altogether to figure out what exactly it is that that Hashem wants of us. So Yehoshua is trying to figure out what Hashem wants him to do. Okay, so that's the establishment of the second set of stones in the Yarden. And then in Pasuk Yud, sentence 10, Va'kohanim nosei ha'aron omdim b'soch ha'yarden ad tom kol hadavar asher tziva Hashem es Yehoshua ledaber al ha'am kechol asher tziva Moshe es Yehoshua v'yamahru ha'am v'yavoru. So this Pasuk is very confusing. A lot of different clauses. The Kohanim, bearers of the Aron, standing in the Yarden until the conclusion of that which Hashem instructed Yehoshua to tell the nation according to all that Moshe told Yehoshua. I don't know what I'm talking about, but until then they stood there, and then Vayemaharu Ha'am Vayavoru, and the nation rushed through and crossed the Yarden. So what does this mean? The Kohanim are standing there until what concludes? So the Radak says it means setting up the stones in the Yarden and carrying off the other stones towards the Malon where they're going to rest that night. That's what we're talking about. Until that was done. However, the Gemara in Sota says no. Sota Lamedalet Amad Aleph says it means Yehoshua's speech to the people, because it says Ledaber El Ha'am. Right? Until it was concluded, everything that Hashem told Yehoshua to tell the nation. So Yehoshua is giving a speech to the nation, telling them, you know, you're crossing the Yarden, you're entering into Eretz Yisrael, you have a job to do, and so on. That's the way that the Gemara reads it. Abarbanel sides with the Gemara against Radak. It's not about just taking the stones out, it's about giving a speech. However, he says it's exactly what's described here. Until Yehoshua finished speaking to the nation, like everything Moshe had told Yehoshua. So the way Abarbanel reads this is that it's referring back to the statements in the first chapter, where we have this initial statement of what Hashem had told Moshe and what Hashem tells Yehoshua, and all of that is what Yehoshua is now telling the nation here as well. To quote Abarbanel, Hadvarim ha'ela kulam shakel yisbarach amar li Yehoshua. All these things that Hashem told Yehoshua, that wherever you go, I'm going to give you the land that you walk on, I'm going to hand that to you, like I was with Moshe, so I'll be with you. All of that, amar li Yehoshua, diber hu az el ha'am. Yehoshua now told it to the nation. So Yehoshua is giving a great long speech, and then the Kohanim finally leave the Yarden. Okay. We'll pick up for that, God willing, tomorrow.